on 4th and 2, why go for it?
We got an opportunity to win the game, and that's all you can really ask for as an offense. We had a couple chances there on 3rd and 2, and then 4th and 2, and I've been working on that play for a long time, and it just came up half yard short.
I thought when you were going out there, you were going to try and draw them off sides, although you're in a shotgun, so it's probably tougher to do, especially if you're going on a silent count and everything else.
Yep.
But I never thought, and people in this room never thought, that that ball was going to get snapped on 4th and 2.
Well, you know, I think we had a lot of good plays today. You know, I think we were very efficient at times moving the ball, and coach has a lot of confidence that we can gain, you know, a yard and a half to win the game. So, you know, you punt it to them, and, you know, they showed on the drive before they can go down pretty quickly and score also. They had some timeouts. So if we make that play, then we probably win the game. Probably, you know, kneel on it 3 snaps or kneel on it till 30 seconds and then punt it to them. So, you know, coach being aggressive, and I love that about him. And he gave us a chance to make the play. And like I said, sometimes you come up a little bit short. And we did.
Did you think you had the first down?
Couldn't tell. I threw it. I mean, he caught it. Looked like he was passed. And then, you know, they knocked him backwards. And the refs, I don't know what they said. I think they said he bobbled it. And they couldn't give him forward progress. So we had no timeout, so we couldn't review it or anything like that. And I don't know what it looked like on the replay. But it's the difference between winning and losing. You know, that's the way it goes when you play the Colts.
Did you have input on the decision? Did you go back and forth and say, I think we should run that play or anything at all? Or did you just say, we don't?
They just said we're going. You know, we missed 3rd and 2, and the punt team came out. We had to take the timeout. And then, you know, that 4th down play, usually you're one of your best plays. You go to it and throw it to one of your best guys, and, you know, it's a bummer. But there's a lot of football left. I mean, we're 6-3 and still top of the division, and hopefully we learn from it. And, you know, we certainly had a lot of plays to go out there and execute and win the game. We just a couple turnovers in a red area and some missed opportunities where we kicked field goals, or else we do win.
Tom, was there any slight sense of surprise when you heard he was going for it in your mind? Just not spoken, but did you think that it catch you even slightly off guard?
Not at all. You know, we've gone for 4th down a bunch against these guys. They have a great offense, and they're going to move the ball. And, you know, we punted to them down to the 20-yard line, and they go, you know, whatever it was, 80 yards in a minute and a half. So, I mean, it's not like as a coach you're thinking, wow, let's punt it to him again, see if they can do that again. I mean, he's thinking. He's got our offense on the field. We've, you know, have over 450 yards of offense at the time. And, you know, we got a lot of great players on our offense, and, you know, they stopped us.
Tom, can you explain what happened on the second time out you had to call after the touchback? It looked like you were in the huddle ready to call a play.
Yeah.
Something happened there.
Yeah, we had a miscommunication on the personnel. So we just wanted to make sure we had it right. And, yeah, that's what it was.
Well, you had a great game. Can you talk at least hooking up with Randy Moss on the touchdown catches that he made?
Yeah, you know, he's a great player for us, and you play in these games, and he always finds a way to be a huge player in big games. And he came up big today. West played good. The offensive line played good. You know, we moved the ball at times. I think against this team, you got to play 60 minutes. And if you don't, you know, you'll get beat, and, you know, up 13 with 4 minutes left, and you can't close them out. I mean, I think it's going to sit with us for a long time.
The game's not over, obviously, even after that 4th and 1 is missed. But what were you thinking when your counterpart lined up out there, giving him 29 yards to work with?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a great player, and he leads those guys all the time. He completed a few balls there and hit Reggie on the slant there, and, you know, 2nd and 1 or whatever it was, 2nd and 2. You know, Reggie's a great player. I mean, it's hard to keep those guys out of the end zone when they get down close. They're just so dynamic, and they've got a lot of weapons at their disposal. So, you know, they Colts offense, I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit. They, you know, they made the plays when they needed to.
How much second guessing does a play like this lead to?
None for me. I love the call. I mean, I love the fact that we're out there with a chance to win, and coach has confidence that we can make it. I had confidence we can make it. We all did. We hit the pass. We come up this short, you know. You know, who knows on the replay? I didn't see it, but, you know, maybe it was closer than that. Who knows? So, you know, the game comes down to a half a yard. I mean, it's a good team. We're playing at their place. So they they deserve the win. They made more plays in the end than we did, but you know, I think we're 6-3, and we got 7 games left, and we got to make improvements, and we got to get some guys healthy and come back so they can contribute also.
Any sense of shock?
No, I know why we lost. You know, I mean, I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, I think we had our chances, and you know, you play a good team, you can't miss good opportunities, and we missed plenty of them today, and they capitalized on them, and. In the end, you just come up a little bit short.
Is this a situation where, because Bill has a proven track record and the winning that you've done over the years, that there's a little bit more of a comfort level after a game like this, as opposed to that it had come years ago or with a different coach, that the second guessing that would come along with it would be a little different?
Well, I don't ever second guess Coach Belichick, and he's... You know, he makes the right decision out there a lot of the time, and we as players have to go out there and do our jobs and execute the plays that are called. And, I mean, he's not responsible for turnovers or, you know, penalties or missed throws or anything like that. So, like I said, you know, you have your offense out there, and, you know, we're one of the best offenses in the league, and we have a chance to go out there and make the play to win. And it's a game of inches, guys. It's, you know, you come up, you're this short, you kneel on it for 3 plays and the game's over. So it's easy to second guess, obviously, if we gain 7 more inches, and you know, it's a great call.
Final question.
No, Dom is a cold score first. You guys put 24 points on the scoreboard. Still a lot of time to go in that first half. A couple 3-and-outs, and then, you know, both teams kind of back and forth, had a turnover or interception, I believe, starting in the second half.
Yep.
You guys did score first in the second half.
Yep.
Kind of your thoughts after putting 24 on the scoreboard, and then when I'm going about 5 possessions, and boy, nothing was going right.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. There's ebbs and flows in these games, and it's not like they only have a good offense. They have a pretty good defense, too, so... You know, they're able to stop you if you don't go out and execute the right plays and execute them well. And, you know, we had our chances. We, you know, one more touchdown in there instead of kicking 2 field goals or, you know, that's the difference in the game. So it's always when you have 2 really good teams playing, it comes down to a couple plays, and they made a couple more than we did. But, you know, we're gonna learn from it and move on and hopefully come back and, you know, beat the Jets next week. So, thank you guys.